Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back for another video. For this video, we'll be answering all the biggest questions and dilemmas for Blank Gimmick 29. Whether you're free hitting or not free hitting this week, this one has you covered. Let's get into it. First question from Alex Marmon. For those not looking to free hit this game week, what's the least number of players a team should be made up of? First thing I'll say here is you don't need to have 11 players this week. You'll be surprised that even with 8 or 9 players, there's every chance you get a green arrow still. What's important this week is to cover as many of the main assets as possible. If you can get 8 players out, that seems like a reasonable minimum, with as many players as possible from the free hit template covered. Here's the core of nearly all the free hit teams: Doughty, Poirot, Madison, Son, Bowen, Tony and Watkins. So that's 7 players, and then the rest is some more variation. Morris, Douglas, Luiz, Bailey, Regulon. So if you can get 8 players out, with a minus 4 perhaps, and you've got the key players covered, that's the bare minimum where I'd consider saving the chip. Following from that question, Marcus asks free hit 29 or free hit 34. These are the two main weeks being debated, because most managers are aiming to use the bench boost in gimmick 37, which will be the biggest double of the season. The upside of using it this week is you can save a hit or two and get some players that you probably only want for 1 week. You're not going to want to line up with the likes of Regulon, Morris, Bowen, Doughty, etc. in the future. And unless you free hit 29 and then wildcard in 30 or 31, you're going to be stuck with a lot of those players in the future. The upside of free hit 34 is that it's a double game week, so there's going to be some big upside in free hitting a team packed with doublers. These are Ben Crennan's latest predictions for game week 34. Palace and Sheffield United are likely to double. Bournemouth, Everton, Man United and Newcastle have a possible double game week. So it's not the most exciting spread of teams. However, if Bournemouth, Man United and Newcastle drop in, then clearly free hitting in the likes of Solanke, Trippier, Gordon, Isak, Eze, Bruno, Garnacho, Hoyland, etc. It all has big potential. So refer to the previous question as far as whether you can scrape a team out this week. If you can, then Gimmick 34 is the solid week to use the free hit. FPL Addict asks, Captain, Son or Tony? FPL Reviews got these as the top two for projected points for Gimmick 29. Perhaps an oversimplified way of framing this one is, if you're chasing rank or a mini league or whatever, then Tony's the one to go for. Whereas if you're happy to ship away with your rank slowly, then Son's the safer pick. Son's going to probably be around 180% effective ownership, so if you've got him and he's not your captain, then you'll lose rank for every point he gets. Being bold does pay off big in FPL when it comes off. Using Gimmick 28 as an example, the highest ranked player in the world with Semenya on their team was ranked 90th overall, and they captained him, rather than the very popular Solanke pick, and now they're 28th in the world and they've got a shot of winning the whole thing. So if you're not free hitting, you could also see Tony as a captaincy option to keep up with the free hits if he can outscore Son. Obviously that could go the opposite way, that's the risk. Personally, I've got the armband on Son this week. Let's have a look at the experts transfers for Gimmick 29. There's a lot of free hits active this week, so Solanke's naturally being sold on the free hits for Tony. Foden's leaving lots of experts teams for Madison and Son, with City playing Arsenal after the international break, and Spurs away to Fulham this week and then Luton after the break, and nearly all the free hit drafts are lined up with these two. Huang's being dropped by more experts for Bowen, and is duping it out for Pedro Porro. Brighton come out of the blank with a mixed bag of fixtures, so it could be time to drop a Brighton asset. Some are selling gross as well. Brighton have got Liverpool, Brentford, Arsenal and Burnley after 29. Three of those four are away games. And lastly, Zabanya is being sold as quickly as he joins some teams for Doughty. The full experts video will be out on Friday breaking down their transfers and the experts team, so make sure you subscribe. We'll also have a look at a free hit draft from a top manager. Part Excellent asks whether to sell Solanke for Vissi or Munoz. In my eyes, this one's not worth it, because Solanke comes out of the blank with nice fixtures himself. He's got two home games to Everton and Palace, and then Luton away, plus the potential double in 34 we mentioned. Munoz and Vissa are interesting differentials this week, they're both in form. That wouldn't surprise me if Solanke outscores them over the next four, even with one fewer fixture. I'd be looking elsewhere on your team to get as many players out as possible rather than dropping Solanke. Dad9068 asks if this is a good week to bench boost. Yeah, it's a great week to bench boost because you know for certain that your bench is going to score 0 points. So that's some insurance that your bench definitely doesn't get you negative points. Trevor asks if Villa defenders are worth buying this week. The concern I've got with the Villa defence is they've lost Kamara to injury and now McGinn suspended for a few games. And they haven't kept a clean sheet in the last 5 games. West Ham away is no easy fixture. Aston Villa playing Europa Thursday night before Game Week 29, which might give us some further info on the potential backline. If you're buying a Villa defender, only Digne, Alex Moreno or perhaps Cash makes sense, as they've at least got the attacking threat. The problem is, Konsa could easily be right back over Cash, and Digne or Alex Moreno could play left back. Hikari asks if there's any news on Reguilon. Yeah, Reguilon's been spotted in Brentford's training footage on Instagram, so he's definitely back in training, and presumably available for Game Week 29. He's someone that will very likely make it into my free hit draft, which I'll walk through in a minute. He looks the best of the Brentford defenders, given he takes some corners and free kicks. Brentford are also top of the Game Week 29 clean sheet odds, albeit just a 29% chance. So in other words, this week all teams are projected to concede, so it's going to be very hard to predict where the clean sheets come from, if any. We might only get one for the whole game week. Hiran would like to know about the potential Nottingham Forest FPL assets. They seem to be very underrated this week, and after watching the Bournemouth game, I'm coming around to owning at least one in my free hit. Luton have got a pretty unbelievable injury list right now. They've got Osho, Bell, Lockyer, Lokonga, Nakamba, Adebayo, Brown, and possibly Chong out as well now. And when you look at goals conceded in recent games, 4-1, 3-4, 2-3-4, it makes a lot of sense to chuck a Forest attacker in your team. So I'm looking at Elanga and Gibbs-White this week. Although he was benched last match, I'm confident in Elanga's start. He's got 12 attacking returns this season. Gibbs-White's numbers aren't quite as impressive with 3 goals and 6 assists, but he is on pens and set pieces. I'm not honestly sure who starts between Iwani and Wood, so I'm going to be swerving the strikers. If there's any Forest fans watching, let us know if either of them are certain to start. Luton nearly always score at home as well, so I'm not looking at a defender or sales in goal. I'm favouring Elanga as the best pick currently. Joe asks whether Visser over Tony's better. Visser, obviously the in-form player, he's got 3 goals in his last 3. Meanwhile, Tony's had the opposite form. He was delivering before that with 4 goals and an assist in his first 5 games when he was back from suspension, but then 4 blank sins. I'd still favour Tony because he's nailed for 90 minutes, whereas Visser comes off early often, and he's got more reach to points as their free kick and penalty taker. You could certainly go with both on a free hit though. Burnley have conceded 62 goals this season, which is second worst after Sheffield United, so there's bound to be goals in this game. Tony Watkins and Visser front 3 looks really solid on a free hit. There are also a few questions about not only Watkins this week. For me, I think he has to be in your team. It's such a needless risk betting against the top scoring player in the game and the third most owned player in the game. Well, as far as this game, he's the most owned player in the game with a fixture because Haaland and Saka blank. So with that all in mind, some closing thoughts of my team. My free hit is active and there's a couple of changes. It's Flecken in goal, Reguilon, Pedro Porro and Doughty in defence, Kudus, Bowen, Elanga, Madison and Son in midfield, and Antonio Watkins front too. So just a couple of minor changes. Reguilon replaces Roerslev as the better Brentford defender, and Elanga replaces Gibbs-White. Elanga does mean benching Morris, which is a very tight call, I think. Martinez, Morris, Alex Moreno and Soufal on the bench. Ordinarily, in a regular game, this would be such an uninspiring team, which again is why free hit 34 could be very rewarding for those that can save the chip and just get a team out this week, and perhaps take a very small red arrow on the chin. As a reminder, if you make a transfer and then you free hit, that transfer gets wiped. When you free hit, your team goes back to how it was the second the deadline passed. And if you have 2 free transfers and then you free hit, it also wipes the second free transfer. So this is the team I'll revert back to in Game Week 30. I'm hoping Gordon's going to be okay. The latest news is that it's not a serious injury, and there is still 2 weeks until Game Week 30 for him. If he is fine, then I'll either roll or make a defender transfer to free up money for Salah in Game Week 31. Thanks for watching. If this was helpful, consider subscribing. It's completely free and you can always change your mind. See you soon for the next one.
Sports Social Podcast Network.